Let's take the scriptures and turn to Isaiah 65, verse 17. Isaiah 65, verse 17, we'll be reading from there to the end of the book. Isaiah 65, 17, through the end of chapter 66. And give your attention to what we ought to be anticipating in the new heavens and the new earth. That is the description we are given. And yet those who do not believe also are given a warning to the end of, at the end near the end of chapter 66. So be seeing those things. Isaiah 65 verse 17, these are the words of God. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing and her people for gladness. I will also rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people, and there will no longer be heard in her the voice of weeping and the sound of crying. No longer will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his days. For the youth will die at the age of 100, and the one who does not reach the age of 100 will be thought accursed. They will build houses and inhabit them. They will also plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They will not build and another inhabit. They will not plant and another eats. For as the lifetime of a tree, so will be the days of my people. And my chosen ones will wear out the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they are the offspring of those blessed by the Lord and their descendants with them. It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will graze together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. But he who kills an ox is like one who slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is like the one who breaks a dog's neck. He who offers grain offering is like one who offers swine's blood. He who burns incense is like the one who blesses an idol, as they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. So I will choose their punishments. I will bring on them what they dread, because I called and no one answered. I spoke, but they did not listen, and they did evil in my sight, and chose that in which I did not delight. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you, who exclude you for my name's sake, I said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they will be put to shame. A voice of uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from the Lord who is rendering recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth, before her pain came, she came, gave birth to a boy. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth all at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she also brought forth her sons. Shall I bring to the point of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Or shall I, who gives delivery, shut the womb, says the Lord? Be joyful with Jerusalem and rejoice for her, all you who love her. Be exceedingly glad with her, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied with her comforting breasts, that you may suck and be delighted with her bountiful bosom. For thus says the Lord, behold, I extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you will be nursed You will be carried on the hip and fondled on the knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem. Then you will see this, and your heart will be glad, and your bones will flourish like the new grass, and the hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants. But he will be indignant toward his enemies. Behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For the Lord will execute judgment by fire, and by his sword on all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to go to the gardens, following one in the center, who eat swine's flesh, detestable things, and mice, will come to an end altogether, declares the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them and will send survivors from them to the nations. Tarshish, Put, Lud, Meshech, Tubal, Javan, to the distant coastlands that have neither heard my fame nor seen my glory. And they will declare my glory among the nations. And they shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as a grain offering to the Lord, on horses and chariots and litters, on mules and on camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord, just as the sons of Israel bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. I will also take some of them for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make, will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offspring and your name will endure. And it shall be from new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all mankind will come to bow down before me, says the Lord. Then they will go forth and look on the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be an abhorrence to all mankind. And that is the word of the Lord. And here we find, as Isaiah ends this great book to Judah, who is being promised to go into exile soon, he has given promises of the new Jerusalem, promises to the remnant, the faithful remnant, those who fear the Lord. He's given warnings also to those who do not repent of their sin and turn to the Lord. And now he ends the book with this description. There are many descriptions of the new heavens and the new earth. One that we often hear today is false thinking that we see rebuked here in verse 17 of chapter 65. When I go to heaven, I will know the things that have happened to me and why they happened. And I'll be remembering the former things. Well, here he says the former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. You'll have more important things to be thinking about and focusing on, the worship of Yahweh, when you are before the face of the Lord and before Jesus. This one of many things we find in chapter 65 and 66 when it describes the new heavens and the new earth. Now here, as it is described, it says, verse 18, that you will rejoice forever. You think of a time in your life when you've rejoiced always. You cannot think of one. Now, what will be in the new heavens and the new earth will be rejoicing forever. Because it will be a condition where there is, verse 19, no weeping or distress. There'll be no death in heaven, verse 20, nor violence, verse 25. Chapter 66, we see that the Lord dwells in heaven. He created the earth, verse 2, and it's a footstool upon which He rests His feet. The Lord cannot be localized to just the temple. So He asks the question, where is a house you could build for me, for the Lord? He's not just localized to a physical place. But verse 2 shows us the presence of the Lord, not in our temple, but in our hearts. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. And this new heavens and new earth is not yet. It is, as we might say, in for studying Reformed theology, for looking at Paul's writings, it's the already, not yet. There's already truths that are true and coming about, but not yet fully. And that's what we see even here in Isaiah at the end. And so Isaiah warns in this passage them, the people, to expect persecution on this earth. And yet here's the promises of the new heavens and the new earth to them. It will be for them. And yet not yet. There's going to be persecution, and they will have to await being with the Lord forever, just as we today have to wait. The meek who tremble at God's word, verses 5 and 6, they will be despised. But like a mother with her child, there are many verses here describing that relationship between a mother and child and liking it of God unto us. God will, like the mother, care for His children even amidst that suffering and that persecution. Same thing He promises in Revelation. And this is the reason that we rejoice in God now. And once again, then the warning comes in verses 15 through 17. He says there, the Lord will execute judgment by fire and by His sword on all flesh. And those slain by the Lord will be many. Who will be executed? It's the wicked who do not repent of their sins and turn to the Lord. And Judah is being called to repent of their sins. They have rebelled against the Lord. Some of you have rebelled against the Lord. You are to repent and turn to the Lord. If you do not, the Lord says here, He will execute judgment by fire and by His sword on all flesh. And those slain by the Lord will be many. And then the rest of the chapter, we see the description of the many nations being gathered in. It's not just Israel, physical Israel, it is spiritual Israel from all nations. Verse 18, the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues. And they will come and see the glory of the Lord. And there's a sign of the truth of this reality, verse 19, that will be among them. That sign is Jesus. Jesus will come, and He will be the guarantee of these promises. And thankful that He has come, and He guarantees these promises. Jesus will be sent to Judah to earth, for Judah to earth to save the people of the Lord. And just as there is a heaven, the new heavens and the new earth, so is there a hell. In chapter 66, verse 24, as it's described in other places, so it's described here, that all who have transgressed against the Lord, they will be corpses. And there the worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be an abhorrence to all mankind. But those who trust in Jesus will endure. And those who endure will reign with Him. So, beloved, you're called now to seek the Lord while He may be so found, that you would receive the blessings of God and not endure this eternal punishment warned about here, but rather enter into the new heavens and the new earth and receive the many blessings where we will rejoice with the Lord, in the Lord, forever and ever. Let's pray. Our Father, we praise You and thank You for the descriptions here of the new heavens and the new earth. We ask that You would cause us to meditate upon these things this coming week, that we would remember all the different descriptions, that we would know what to look forward to, though we will surely not fully grasp it now, to be in Your presence forever, without the stain of sin and temptation and bodily struggle, where there will be no more weeping or pain or suffering or persecution. Father, that which is prevalent today will be no more. Father, give us a a little grasp of this, that we may look with anticipation and confidence in what is to come. That it would comfort you, would your word would comfort our hearts and our minds, even our bodies. That you would be glorified in our thoughts and in our actions in response to this. Even as we heard this morning, as we've been blessed much, even forgiven much, Father, we ask that you would cause us to love much, to love you more, to serve you in a greater way than before, as we continue to realize more and more what you've actually done for us and what you've delivered us from and how great our sin is, as we grow an understanding of these things. Lord, turn our hearts unto you, that we would worship you as you deserve. Father, for those who have rebelled against you, like Judah, as we saw in the early parts of Isaiah, they rebelled against you and loved the things of the world and their idols and false worship. Father, we ask that you would turn such like that unto you now. Even this day, through the reading, preaching of your word, by your Holy Spirit, change their hearts, as we'll hear in a few moments about regeneration. Father, we ask that you would regenerate their hearts, make their hearts alive, cause them to be born again. You would make them righteous, like Christ. Father, this day we ask that you would be with those struggling in body, cause them to have an anticipation, a right anticipation of what awaits them as your children, if they are your children. So we ask that you would be with Ezekiel and Karen and any others, Marie, any others who would be struggling in body today. Father, give them this anticipation that all those things of their body will be done away with. To those who believe, for those who believe, and who love you, who love your Son, and who love your Spirit. Father, as we continue in worship, give us a glimpse of what awaits us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.